Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in, grow in faith.
And I guess this is pretty much how I wrap up the afternoon heading to the evening, because right now I'll hand over to Charlene. Remember, we're still talking about the importance of understanding our identity. Charlene David's coming up shortly. Lord, we lift you, give you the praise is the title of that song. That's it. Let's give it a name and call it a day. Until Monday, God bless.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Greetings in Jesus' name. My name is Charlene Davids, and today we are speaking on the topic of my identity in Christ. Specifically, identity as the foundation of our Christian walk. When identity is not settled in your life, nothing else in our lives and Christian walk will ever feel stable. We can pray faithfully and still feel insecure. We can serve consistently and still feel unsure of ourselves. We can even lead others, but still secretly question ourselves. That is because everything in the kingdom of God flows from identity. Identity determines how we pray. It determines how we respond to pressure. Identity even determines how we interpret correction. Identity also determines how we handle rejection and how we ultimately step into our divine purpose and destiny as a believer in Jesus Christ. If identity is ever unstable, circumstances will constantly shake us, and we will struggle to really walk in and demonstrate the kingdom power that is available to us and that is locked up inside of us. I've seen many times in my own lives and in the lives of those that is near to me how the enemy comes and he attacks our identity. And the truth is, if he can distort who we believe we are in Christ, then he can weaken our function. He even came to Jesus in the wilderness and tried to make Jesus question his identity. It is crucial that we keep the enemy where he belongs, under our feet. And we do so by believing the word of God, by confessing and declaring with faith and boldness what the word says. Our foundational scripture is 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, and it reads as follows: Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And this, my friend, is your covenant reality. You are a new creation. This is the truth of the word. Something radical happened at your salvation. You became brand new with the power of heaven backing you. And I thank God for the power of the cross. I thank him for what he did for us under the new covenant. See, under the old covenant, everything before the cross, everything before Jesus came to the earth, was performance-based. But under the new covenant, identity is now connected to union with Jesus through belief, and belief in the finished work of the cross. No more law, tradition, but belief and the grace of God. So we are not trying to become accepted as believers. We are already accepted. You are not trying to become holy or righteous. You have been made righteous. You are not qualifying for sonship. You were born into it. And we need to grow into that and mature into sonship. Our spirit became instantly recreated at the time we said yes to Jesus. So your spirit is not in progress. It is already perfected in Christ. The challenge comes in the area of our soul, that is our mind, our will, and our emotions. That constantly needs to be renewed. And how do we do that? Romans 12, verse 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We renew our mind by being in the Word of God daily. Transformation only happens when our thinking patterns align with our new identity revealed through the Word of God. So think a little bit about what do you believe regarding your life. Your repeated thoughts form internal patterns. Those patterns become subconscious beliefs, and those beliefs influence your emotional reactions. Your emotions is what influence your behavior. So if you subconsciously believe, I am not enough, you will overcompensate. And if you subconsciously believe, I am rejected, you will interpret neutral situations as rejection. If you subconsciously believe, I must prove myself, you will live exhausted and not enter into the rest of God. Many believers are spiritually reborn, but we still operate from an old mindset that is limiting our life. Many times we are still stuck in legalism, law, tradition, and we haven't discovered the truth of the Word for ourselves. When we look at a famous scripture, Luke 4 verse 18, we see Jesus declaring, and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to free those who are oppressed. But we see that before his public ministry began, before there was the miracles that was manifested, there was identity. And at the moment of his baptism, the Father declared, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And I want to declare over you today that this is what God the Father is saying, that you are his beloved son, you are his beloved daughter, and he is well pleased with you, not because of what you have done, but because he sees you in Christ once you have placed your faith in him. You do not have to perform to earn identity, but you function from identity. So today you may be a mother, you may be a husband, a leader, a professional, you may be retired, you may be in a season of transition. But remember that those are roles, and roles do not define your identity. What God says about you defines your identity. You are not what you do. You are who he says you are. Roles are simply assignments that changes with time. But identity is eternal. So today you are not trying to become new. You are new. You are not trying to earn love. You are loved. You are not trying to qualify. You are already qualified in Christ. That is the beauty of identity in Christ. I want you to be mindful when we pray together and make this the prayer of your heart and say, Father, open the eyes of my understanding. Reveal any false beliefs that I might have lived with. Reveal subconscious lies, wrong thought patterns, and bring healing and truth through your word and your spirit. Restore identity that was previously rooted in performance and rejection. And anchor us in your word. Anchor us in sonship. And anchor us in our new creation reality. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.